Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The hashtags Release the Memo and Memo Day have been trending on social media. For more on these and other threads that are lighting up your news feeds this week, let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She joins us from Washington. Hi, Femi. So as we just heard in Jeremy's discussion, there has been considerable sturm and drang over the release of this memo. But what are you seeing on social media?
I wanted to take us back to where it all started, that hashtag release the memo hashtag that's really picked up so much momentum. I did something that actually everybody could do, which is go onto an app, and the app is Who Said It First on Twitter. Put in whatever hashtag you're looking for. So in this case, release the memo. Started to appear on January the 18th. Obviously not a big surprise. That was the day that the House Intelligence Committee voted to allow House members to see the classified document. And you can see a number of people all at the same time coming up with the hashtag. That often happens. But one of the things that really triggered it off was the Republican Senator Steve King of Iowa, when he tweeted that this memo was worse than Watergate. And also, along with that hashtag, release the memo. Let me bring us right up to date. There's a real party going on as far as conservative Twitter is concerned right now. Let me give you a little feeling, a little bit of atmosphere from Lady Liberty. She says, Dems are in panic mode. Release the memo. Memo day. Friday feeling, Groundhog Day, a lot of hashtags there. And right now, just within an hour of this memo going public, hashtag Memo Day is now top of worldwide trends on Twitter.
So, Femi, let me ask you, I mean, in terms of social media's reaction to this, as in many stories, it seems as if we'll be having parallel universes here. But I did note that that there were some Democrats who were saying or concerned that the Release the Memo hashtag was being amplified by bots. Is there any credibility to that?
This is a common rumor that is often used when a Twitter hashtag is a political hashtag. And I have seen that analysis. It's easy to tell because often the Twitter accounts are made up on the same day, very, very local to when the event actually happened. They may not have any history. They may be just eggs. It is an allegation. I have looked a little bit into it, and it may well be true, particularly if we look at Twitter's investigation right now into what happened in the 2016 election. They looked into Russian interference, and they found it.
Yeah. So tell us more about that, because they saw, what, more than a million users interacted with Russian propaganda during the election.
And these were the ones that they were able to contact. So they contacted Twitter users who they felt absolutely they knew had interacted, liked, followed, engaged with Russian propaganda, and at least 1.5 million had. And these were the ones that they were able to contact. And let me just give you some response from Celestino. And he comments on Twitter, 50,000 Russian bot accounts meddled with US elections. That says it all. Twitter says we can do better. We are going to have more transparency. We are getting ready for the midterm elections. But it does look like the Russian bots, Russian propaganda, deep into our social media platforms, including Twitter.
So 50,000 bots lead to the interactions with 1.4 million users. And then who knows how much that further gets amplified. I mean, there have been people criticizing Twitter for actually kind of trying to downplay the effect of this. Haven't there?
But it's easy to see if your account has Russian bots. One is because, as I said, there was no history. But the other thing you can do is just do a Twitter audit. And you put your Instagram account or your Twitter account into the Twitter audit. It will tell you how many of your followers are real and how many are fake.
I see. Okay.
You can do that straight away.
As soon as I finish talking to you. Okay. Yeah. Well, but since, I mean, today's conversation with you, the theme seems to be bots, let's just really quickly hit another story here about Twitter. That of Richard Roper, the film critic for the Chicago Sun-Times. He was suspended after he reportedly bought, not B-O-T here, but B-O-U-G-H-T, Twitter followers. Tell us about that.
And this came up in a New York Times report looking at followers and fake followers. Richard Roper has a big fan base. They really appreciate his work as a film critic. He's legendary. And underneath the story where the Chicago Sun-Times says we are suspending our film critic, a lot of love for him. Bridget Chambers says this is insipid. Get over it, Sun-Times. You're lucky he writes for you. Scott Olds, this is ridiculous. Who cares?
Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.
This is Here and Now.